Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate stopping by as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we got a big man joining the show today, 6'8", good 3'10", Toledo Rockets standout left tackle, Sam Storm Norton. Storm, we appreciate you stopping by. Just down at the East West Shrine game, now I'm sure you're going through your combine prep. But with that said, hard to believe your days playing in Toledo have kind of come and gone, and now you prepare for the next level?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, college went by so fast, it seems like just like yesterday, I was just starting my freshman year, you know, getting acquainted, but I thought I had a really good career. I learned a lot, grew a lot as a player and as a person, and I can't thank everybody there enough, and they prepared me for the next level and stuff to look forward to.
Definitely, and I mean, always a lot of talent out of Toledo, but I mean, just in terms of, I think, all-star, I mean, you got Kareem Hunt, Mike Roberts, I mean, some pretty potent guys on that offensive side of the football that are, you know, doing the all-star circuit and combine, pretty talented group. For you, I mean, I assume you have, have you always kind of had the size that you have now?
Yeah, definitely. Even going through middle school and junior high and high school, I was always kind of bigger than everybody else. So I tried to always use that to my advantage and use it in ways that it helped me. But other than that, yeah, I mean, like I said, I just try to use it to my advantage and just kind of went with it.
And it's worked out for you. You went the right way with it, Storm. I can tell you that much. I mean, with that size, was basketball? I mean, did you play basketball? And if you did, when did you kind of tier and choose football, if that was the case?
Oh, yeah, I played all the way through middle school up until my last year of high school. I played basketball. In middle school, my dad was my coach. Just my brother played. You know, I always wanted to be like him. We were always into sports. I actually grew up playing a lot of baseball, too. And going into high school, I honestly thought that was going to be my sport. But I guess it just didn't really work out in high school, so... I really took the football route and started taking it really seriously. And you can see where I'm at now. So I think it's all worked out.
Yeah, it has worked out. Besides Toledo, what other schools were looking at you? And did they want you strictly at the position that you're at now, or did other schools envision you with something else along the maybe defensive side of the ball or anything like that?
No, I was always recruited as an offensive tackle. I only had 4 total offers. I had Toledo, Bowling Green, Kent State, and Buffalo. And those were my only offers coming out of high school. So I committed really early to Toledo, and I never really considered going anywhere else. And it was definitely the best fit for me.
Definitely. And you guys really did accomplish a lot. Like I said, I think, the program's come a long way. And NFL talent-wise, I mean, you guys are always excuse me, producing guys that, achieve and overcome. I mean, we've had Barry Church on the show. Trying to think who else we've had on the show through over the years. It's just, so when you get to Toledo, you know as well as anybody that once you're in the locker room, you're doing what you're doing, you're emerging as a guy that the team can count on. Excuse me, Storm. When does it kind of sink into you personally that, you know, the end of this college journey might end up with a shot at playing in the pros? When does that kind of come to, like, fruition for you?
I mean, I can definitely say that every kid playing football, their dreams to play NFL. So, I mean, I never really look at it as something when I'm in college because I'm always trying to focus it in the moment. But, I mean, I just do what I do and play the best of my ability. And I'm going to take what's given to me and run with it. So I'm grateful for the opportunity that I have, and I'm just going to do whatever I can to make it happen.
Definitely. Once again, Storm Norton, the standout Toledo tackle, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show with him, you always can check it out or download it, listen to it again if you wish at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. Then we'll be featuring this draft bio page at collegetopro.com. You were down at the Shrine Game. A great week, a great opportunity for you to allow scouts to kind of get to know you on a one-on-one basis and kind of get their notes full on what you bring to the table, some of your background. But on the field, if you're watching tape with these guys, what do you bring to that tackle position that you think scouts like about your game?
I definitely see my length. I think at the East-West game, I was tied for the longest wingspan, obviously 6'8". So I got that big frame, and I like my feet, athleticism, and I'm always going to need some work. I think I'm going to polish up a little more, but with that being said, I'm just a hard worker and I'm very coachable. So I can take a lot of information in at a time and use it to my advantage and just make me a better player.
Does anything go unnoticed? And I just asked this question to benefit you because we know scouts do listen in. Is there anything that they need to know about you? Leadership qualities, game film study, weight room numbers, maybe the offense you ran where you weren't allowed to do certain things. I know one guy said, he was never allowed to pull. And he goes, that's one something I want scouts to know. But with that said, is there anything scouts need to know about you? This is your opportunity to share it with them.
I mean, when you say leadership, I was voted on as a team captain by my players. I definitely say that says a lot about me as a player when your peers, the people you're playing with, vote you as a team captain and the person they're going to look for in tough times in adversity. But other than that, I'd say if you go to any player on the team and ask them what type of person I am, they're going to say I'm a hard worker and I'm going to do the right things on and off the field. And when you're talking about just being versatile and stuff like that, I played left tackle the last 2 years at Toledo, and first day of practice at the East-West game, I'm thrown into right. And people who don't play offensive line know that – they don't know that's not the easiest thing. So I kind of just did as I was told and just kind of learned some new stuff and went with it. I thought I played really good at right tackle. And I think playing this next level, being versatile is very key, or is a major key in just being successful.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, I know if they wanted you to long snap, if they wanted you to line up a receiver and go run routes, I know you would have downed that as well. But for you, I mean, what was it like? I mean, you know, I was down there at the Shrine Game watching those practices, and I'm not going to lie, I didn't pick up on that, you playing right tackle, and I apologize. But what's it like when the coaching staff's like, hey, Storm, try the right side out? I mean, because you got to be at your best. I mean, any butterflies? And I'm sure once you get settled in, it's just football and taking your reps. But what was that initial thought when you heard that, hey, they want you to kind of do it from the other end?
My initial thought was I knew I was going to be rusty the first couple of plays, but just learning the plays and knowing what to do is I can put myself in the right position because – if I'm not going to learn the playbook first, then I'm definitely not going to know what to do, even if I was at left. But I just kind of, like I said, I just try to get better each day and just do what I could do to succeed.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Storm Norton here on the C2P. And while we're talking, I wanted to go back. I scouted the Toledo versus Akron game on the second. And I'm happy with what I wrote down, or at least what I got on my computer here, compared to what you said. This is what I said, and I think you'll agree with me because it's kind of what you said. I said, nice frame for the position, long arms, decent feet, and I put Akron DN19 with 230, so he did a good job of smothering quicker pass rushers. Is that a fair statement?
I'd definitely say that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, good. I'm good. Like I said, at least that way, at least I know what I'm getting paid to. At least what I think I know what I'm doing, I'm talking about, is kind of pans out to what the guy himself on the show says. Do you pattern yourself after anybody, or is there anybody at that next level you just really admire watching because they just, they just do it to a T?
Not necessarily. I mean, I'm always watching offensive line play, just maybe trying to pick up on things that can make me better as a player. I know there's always that Instagram account of Latrell Bentley. He's always putting new technique stuff and I mean, I'm always looking for stuff, whether it's something small or something big. Anything can make a difference and make me better as a player.
Definitely, definitely. And so much going on. I'm sure you. Yeah, I mean, how much time during the day do you just kind of get to relax? I mean, between training, and I don't know if you still have school left. I mean, you know what it is. You're in the process of it. But on a typical day, I mean, how much rest do you probably get?
Our trainer always tries to tell us to get at least 9 hours of sleep because we're going every day, 6-7 days a week. So sleep's very important in the recovery process. And if we're not getting enough sleep, then we're not going to be able to train at our highest potential and to make us keep getting better. But, yeah, like I said, yeah, like that.
Yeah, definitely. Are you still at school, or are you doing combine prep somewhere?
I'm doing my combine prep in Ignition in Cincinnati, and I am currently in master's classes, so I'm just taking online classes, still enrolled at Toledo.
Oh, okay, awesome. So, yeah, you definitely got your hands full. And Ignition, one of the top facilities, obviously, it's in that. So Cliff Marshall and those guys are treating you very well?
Oh, definitely. There's some great people here, and I love it. It's a great atmosphere.
Yeah, Cliff does a great job. Like I said, not only do they get you up to par athletically, but I think he fills you up spiritually too and gets that mind right so you're set straight. And, again, a shout-out to Ignition and Cliff Marshall. Those guys do a terrific job. I've been, like I said, just admire his work. And, obviously, you're down there. You see the results yourself. Once again, Storm Norton, the tackle from Toledo, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Storm, before we let you go, and we're almost out of time, the shows go pretty quick, but we always like to throw some lighthearted off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right. Now, your teammate, Mike Roberts, is going to be coming on the show next week. And with that said, is there anything that we can scorch him about where he may know it's coming from you, but he may not necessarily know? So in a roundabout way, I'll say, hey, Mike, one of your teammates said this, and then I'll ask him who said it. Is there anything you could share along those lines where we could scorch him?
That's a tough one. Nothing's really coming to mind right now. I mean, I think Mike is a great guy, and he definitely deserves all the stuff that he's getting right now, and he's put in the work, and all my credit goes to him.
Definitely, yeah. You guys are a strong crew, a very strong crew. I'm glad to see you guys all doing well. It's well deserved. Any crazy nicknames in that Rockets locker room, and how'd they get it?
I'm trying to think. I know some people have talked around the. For Logan, our quarterback, he's from Kentucky, so they call him the Bluegrass Brett Favre, and I think that's pretty funny. But then sometimes for Kareem Hunt, they just call him Kareem the Dream, just because he's that great of a player, and he's got a lot of respect.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, definitely, and he did well down at the Senior Bowl too. He really made an impact down there. Superstitions?
Yeah.
I mean, game day, Saturday rolls around. Is Storm Norton doing something kind of off the wall?
Not really. Nothing out of the ordinary. Just do what I got to do to get my mind right. Listen to a little music and just make sure I'm fully prepared for the game and go out there and just play my best.
Excellent. And how about this one? Female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Oh, there's a lot to choose from. One that's been really high on my radar lately is definitely Carrie Underwood. She's definitely got a lot to bring to the table, and I just love what she has to offer, and she's got some great legs, man.
Excellent stuff. Loving it. And then the final question before you go, and we really do appreciate you sharing your time with us today, is we've been working with Eric Dorsey, Illustrative Creations. He's a man behind the scenes. He paints and sprays the shoes in all different colors and themes. If you could have your cleats with a theme or spray job, what would you want on those?
I'd definitely say Storm from X-Men. I think that'd be really cool. It's my name, and there can definitely be a lot of detail in that, and that'd be something really sweet.
Awesome stuff, man. Well, hey, I've been fortunate enough to see you play, and I really love what you brought to the table, and I expect bigger and better things from you at the next level. But that said, safe travels, training, and doing all what you got to do. You got a lot ahead of you, and stay humble and be blessed, my man.
Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, Storm Norton, the standout tackle from Toledo, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.